Thank you. There are lots of other things I could have told you, but if anybody wants to, let them go to creatingexcitingfutures.org. They'll learn about me and the organization and the things we plan. Oh, I would like to say one other thing. You can put it up earlier if you want to. That is that I went to the film festival this past week, and I knew about it, but I listened to the kids who themselves have a film camp of a week or two, and they come out with a finished film. And it was so exciting to hear them present because they learn about all the facets of filmmaking. Now, there were people that were specialized in editing and in sound and in photography and in directing. And they were excited about it. Some of them were sort of pushed into it by their parents. I would have to be choosing kids that had some interest in film. But I would love to be able to give scholarships. And that's one of the programs I plan to have in the future, right? Send kids there. Because afterward, then they have a second camp. And also, they have guidance to people that are doing films, and they could maybe get into it if that's what they really want in their lives. I want the kids to realize that this is still the land of opportunity, and people can do whatever they want if they just find the ways to do it and keep on going.
Well, and I think film opens a lot of doors in that, in this world we're living in, where all this technology is readily available to us, we can do things that we couldn't do 10, 15 years ago. And the multimedia opportunities are just astonishing. I think it's a great time to be young.
I agree with you. There's so many opportunities and so many fewer barriers. But otherwise, if they do come, what you do is you be determined and you be persistent.
Absolutely. And if you can find a little vision, it doesn't hurt either.
Absolutely. You really want to do that. Oh, and that's another one of my things I say to people again is what you said before, that you want to find a cause greater than yourself, because that makes it exciting to get up in the morning.
It does. It connects you to a sense of community. It gives you a feeling that you're making a difference. And I think it keeps you as an individual, not you personally, but all of us as individuals, a little humble. And I think that's a good thing too.
I love it when I read about families that are so affluent. We have a section in the paper where we write about the people in the community, and very often they say that they want their kids involved, and they take them down to feed the homeless, so they let them plan something to get money for a cause that's very good. I love those things, because a lot of kids, unfortunately, have a sense of entitlement now. They should be given food and water and shelter and all the things they need without lifting a finger. Well, no. And they aren't entitled to these affluent lives we live now. It's if they can have them, wonderful, but I think they should always remember to help the other people and to learn what they're doing. And when you go down into the slums, you learn things you didn't ever know. My church has something to go down once a month and feed the homeless and take them water. And my own thing is to give them a hand up, not a handout. But on the other hand, the handout is needed, and I'm glad that other people do that.
Well, and I think, too, it's too easy to get isolated, particularly in a socioeconomic kind of bubble. And that is not healthy on so many levels. It gives you such a limited perspective of life.
It's so important. As I said, I love it when they take someone, expose them to the side of life they don't see, and encourage them then to do something about it.
Well, I think it's a win-win both ways, hopefully for the people you're helping, but it's definitely a winning proposition for the people volunteering.
In more than one way. If people give to my organization, since it's a 501c3 nonprofit, they get tax benefits. And that's not why they do it, but on the other hand, why don't you get that along with helping people, you know?
Has the Phoenix community been really supportive of you with your not-for-profit?
I have not garnered the kind of support that I could. I need a more of an infrastructure. Are the ones that I meet like what I do. Some say I inspire them, they contribute, but I need much wider participation. I want much wider volunteer corps, and I need help to do that. I can't do it all.
Nobody can do it all. You have to find a team.
And I've had a team, but a lot of them are out of the city, and I need a bigger team to work on the volunteer aspects because there's so much. And I really do want an executive director. And then I can turn a lot of the details over, and I'll go out and be the face of it and give the lectures and meet the people and follow up on my kids, you know, all the things I do. But then the other things would be handled as well.
I think that would be a win-win for everybody. Will you benefit from this film when it comes out? Will your organization benefit?
There's a small benefit, and they will let me use it without any. That's in the contract that we can use that. So I will be able to show it myself and have people come and talk about it. I'm hoping.
I mean, when after they get through the film festival circuit and hopefully it's released, say Amazon or somebody picks it up, will your organization get some economic benefit out of that too?
A small amount. They paid their own way, so it's not a very large one, but I will be able to use it and get my own benefits from it, and there will be a small benefit to the organization. And I'm going to do lectures, and I plan to do every lecture I do, at least half of the proceeds are going to go to the organization. I got a little bit deterred when COVID came, but I have not given up on that. People like to hear my stories, and I love to go out and interact with them. And so I'm hoping that that will be another way, and I'll be able to use some of the pictures from the film and from the trip to show to make it more exciting for people.
I can't wait to see the film.
Well, I'm feeling the same way, and it should be finished by October, and I don't know how soon after that it'll be where we can get to it. But I'm hoping that it'll come to the Phoenix Film Festival as well.
Oh, it has to.
Well, then I would be there in person to talk to them, which is what they often have happen.
Maybe New Mexico, too. There's some film festivals here that I'm sure would welcome you back.
Oh, there are lots of film festivals. I don't know how many in the United States, and I would like to see it go to a lot of them, because I think we have an important message, and I would like people to be able to have it.
What is the message you'd like them to take away from the film?
That it's important to help other people, and that it can change their whole lives, and then with the ripple effect, eventually it can change the world, make it a better place to live.